At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 128 here in person with Roland.
We're almost at 130.
Yeah, almost.
A few more. So next week, it's going to be one.
Yeah.
Pretty big milestone episode-wise.
I think so. All right, you want to go ahead and talk about?
Yep, join our Discord. Always, every episode, talk about it. So, I mean, if you guys skip over this part, then don't get a chocolate chip cookie.
Chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah. So if you want to talk chocolate chip cookie,
we'll mail you a cookie.
Yeah, with the shirt.
Yeah.
Get a free movie out of it.
Yeah.
Worth it. So I would do it.
All right. Up first, we have PS Plus games for November. So hey. Tomorrow, time recording is November 1st. So perfect timing for that.
Oh, yeah. So, first game here, Hot Wheels. Hot Wheels game, pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Turbocharged. Ghostwire Tokyo. Death Note Killer Whip.
Yeah.
So, Hot Wheels Unleashed 2 is for PS4 and PS5. Ghostwire is for PS5 only. The Death Note Killer is
That's all I have two for that. Not very many and not very many big names, but
I mean, I have subscription. Good read.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. So it says here with this the Hot Wheels one. Going nowhere. Hot Wheels Unleashed 2. Race over 130 vehicles, including Hot Wheels Originals, Hot Wheels Monster Trucks, motorbikes, and ATVs. Each with their unique racing style across multiple modes, amazing environments. Upgrade your vehicles with a dedicated skill tree that will, you know, directly affect their performance. Discover 5 brand new locations, master their secrets, and you'll feel right at home, both there and on the podium. Alternatively, create the track of your dream, a powerful track editor, or use the best creations so you can make track and stuff, or other people's tracks and stuff. But there's over 130 vehicles.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I guess Hot Wheels, so it makes sense.
Right.
So, if you guys like
it
racing,
does sound pretty cool.
And Hot Wheels, definitely like this game.
Yep.
So, got Ghostwire here. Wire Tokyo. Tokyo is overrun by deadly supernatural forces. Dangerous. Acolytes take the city's population to vanish. Join forces with a powerful spectral entity on their quest for and master a powerful arsenal of abilities. Unravel the dark truth behind the disappearance as you face the
Yeah.
So it's just like a ghost. Figure out, I guess.
Yeah.
See why people are disappointed. Fight the forces.
Cool.
So, Death Note Killer Within. I know Death Note anime.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what it was. I don't watch anime.
But Death Note Killer Within is an online social deduction game. for up to 10 players. Players will be split into two teams with different objectives to win the game. Players will need to figure out each other's identity and either eliminate L, threatens Kira's power, or seize the Death Note. Enjoy a battle of wits as Kira. Where was it? And his followers, or as L and the investigators, world of Death Note, as equally matched opponents, the two teams clash to control the game while hiding your identity. So you got a tactic strategy. But I don't watch Death Note, so I really.
Yeah.
I know L's like the main character.
Nice.
That's it. That's all I know.
Yeah, I don't know anything about any anime because I don't watch it. Doesn't interest me at all. All right.
Yeah. So yeah, if you guys like Death Note or whatever, you can try that game out too.
All right. Last week we talked about Power World coming to Mac. So now, this week, we're talking about Cyberpunk 2077 is coming to Mac. Mac's getting a lot of games.
Pretty cool. But it says you're coming to Mac with Apple Silicon. Cyberpunk 2077 Ultimate Edition offers both the base game and the acclaimed spy thriller expansion Phantom Liberty to gamers for the first time. A CG Project Red and a day? It was. But that's Cyberpunk 2077, Ultimate Edition will be arriving natively on Macs and Apple. Including the new iMac, Mac Mini, and MacBook Pro powered by the M4 family chips. If you have an M4 chip, you'll be able to play Punk.
Well, it says with Apple Silicon, so I'm not sure if that means all of them. So, like, mine and yours have the M1. They might be able to run it, too.
But, likely, it'll obviously work better with it.
Yeah.
Obviously, chip and everything.
Yep.
But the game is optimized to take full advantage of Apple Silicon and Metal to bring the immersive world of City Night and deadly district of Dog Town. Dog?
Yeah, maybe that dog.
That dog. Two Mac gamers for the very first time. Gameplay and stunning visual available early next year on Macs. Silicon. The Ultimate Edition will launch on the app store, GOG.com, Steam, and Epic Games. So the main, gonna be on there, so.
Yeah. It'll actually be on the actual app store, too, so that's pretty cool that you don't have to actually
go to
Steam or Epic Games if you don't want to.
You don't have an account and stuff?
Yeah.
A game filed a game.
Yeah,
you could use this.
Pretty cool.
But yeah, all we know is the release date is sometime early next. Don't know the exact date, but obviously we will tell you that eventually.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yep. So it just says for more information, if you guys are interested, the link will be in the description for the stores, but it says for more information about the game and for future updates on the release of Cyberpunk 2077 Ultimate Edition on Mac, visit cyberpunk.net and follow the game on Facebook. And but like I said, a lot of people sleep on the Mac because they're used to the Intel Macs and they were weak and not able to run games, but these Apple Silicon Macs are really powerful.
Macs have gotten,
people don't realize how powerful these new chips are.
Yeah, and they can get run more powerful up. They just,
I mean, they could run Black Ops 6 if they would release it for Black Ops 6.
Yeah. Especially.
I mean, release it for Mac, I mean.
But, talking about it.
Yeah. Because, Black Ops 3, it was on Mac. It was on Apple Silicon. I mean, it was on, not Apple Silicon, it was on the Intel Mac.
Black Ops 3, honestly, not even that far from Black Ops 6.
No,
like,
not
graphics
really.
Wise or anything. Like, I get Black Ops 6 is a bigger game, but
yeah, as long as you can download
wise,
it, you have enough.
The graphics have only enhanced a little bit.
Not that much, because Black Ops 3 released on the Xbox One, PS4, and then this is, you know,
PS5, Xbox Series X.
Yeah, which is not that big of a difference graphics wise.
I mean, it depends, like, which game, obviously. Like, obviously, there's more realistic games now.
But, like,
Call of Duty, the graphics haven't really... It's Call of Duty.
They haven't changed much since Xbox 360.
They barely changed it. Only time it really changed, like, the DS, Wii. Now, the Wii and DS versions are...
Well, they were technically the same generation.
I know they are, but...
Yeah, the graphics on the 360 are definitely way better than the Wii. But...
Oh, yeah. The DS, too. The DS is like...
Because the Wii is just as powerful as the GameCube. Like,
so that would be like the GameCube running Call of Duty.
Yeah, because the Wii did play Call of Duty. It had Black Ops 1, had Modern Warfare 3.
Had World at War.
It was pretty cool. I mean, I actually played some of it. I even played some of it online. Like, just, you know, the... aim with the actual Wii remote, shoot, it was actually pretty cool.
Shooting a gun, like,
yeah.
Obviously, it's not a gun, but
well, they had those things you could put the Wiimote in that was like a gun.
Oh yeah, true, like the little stock or whatever.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. All right, so this is kind of weird. I thought, like, just random from Nintendo, which it is Nintendo. So,
Nintendo's pretty random times,
definitely. People keep waiting for the Switch 2 to announce, and then they keep announcing alarm clocks, and then now they've announced the Nintendo Music app.
Yeah, so it says here, Nintendo has announced and launched a dedicated app that allows users to play iconic soundtracks for some of the biggest hits, music, and soundscapes from Mario Bros., Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, and Splatoon 3. Are included alongside other soundtracks that make up a musical tour nearly 40 history. So you just get a whole bunch of different music from games like the Ocarina of Time, the original Zeldas, Mario's, etc. Pretty cool. It is cool though. I mean, it's on your phone.
It's very cool, yeah.
It's on iOS.
Android and iOS.
Yep. The scissor, but there is one catch with those apps. With the app.
Yeah.
Though while it is free, you will need to have a Nintendo Switch Online membership to access it. So you're going to have to be a member of Nintendo Online to be able to access it. That's the only sucky part about it, but it makes sense.
It does make sense. Like, that's not that really big of a deal, I don't think, because most people that would probably download it have a Switch, and most people that have a Switch have a Nintendo Switch Online. Yeah.
So just, like, think of it as, like, an extra thing for Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
Another but you can have it on your phone.
Right.
Instead of just Switch in general.
Right.
So,
spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. They scour the globe for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things.
And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a non-profit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date.
When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists, small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they'll sell out this holiday season.
Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the United States. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts you can personalize.
To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/2BG. That's uncommongoods.com/2BG for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
weight loss. It needs to be fast and sustainable. Noom GLP-1 starts at just $149 and ships to your door in 7 days. Take it from Clavassier, who lost 35 pounds on Noom.
It's a psychological thing, too. They're definitely teaching how to live a better, healthier lifestyle. Noom is teaching me the habits so I do not have to be on weight loss meds forever.
Don't believe it? Take it from Lauren, who lost 22 pounds on Noom.
If I come off of the GLP-1, it's not going to automatically make my weight yo-yo back. I'm going to have good skills and know what to do to take care of myself.
$149 GLP-1s? Now that's Noom smart. Noom, the smart way to lose weight. Get started with Noom GLP-1 at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. Individual results may vary. Not all customers will medically qualify for prescription medications. Compounded medications are not reviewed by the FDA for safety, efficacy, or quality.
Think of it as a nice perk already, rather than an additional app. Pay for free press release. The music will allow you to stream or download classic Nintendo songs via app for online or offline listening. Yeah, you'll be on a plane. Something else.
It'd be cool. And I'll download it, but like it'd be cool to just have like a Zelda playlist. So while you're mowing the grass or doing something, you know, around cleaning the house or something, you know, you're just listening to Zelda music or whatever, just to listen to, like, just sitting down and jamming to it, or, you know,
listen to it, because why not?
Yeah, like, I wouldn't just sit down and jam to it. You know, like, I'd just do it while I'm doing something, just have some good Zelda music in the background. Like,
yeah, say if like, you're, like
when we drove back from Cleveland today, like, I probably wouldn't play it on the radio like I do my rock music. But, like, you know, it has its place.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool thing. Say if you're bored and you don't match with me.
Yeah, and a lot of people, I know a lot of people online, like, they talk about they fall asleep to Zelda music.
Yeah, like, people, I used to, like, fall asleep to different.
Yeah.
There's, like, this Zelda one.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I still do it.
A lot of people do, like, a calming Zelda
like,
background.
I fall asleep to YouTube videos. Because yeah. I can't really sleep without voice.
Yeah, I can't. If it's too quiet, I can't sleep. Like, I at least have to have a fan blowing or something.
Yeah, I can't sleep in, like, your quiet. It's, like, it's.
Yeah.
But it does say here, you know, songs can be searched for, you know, at least so if you type of you know, Mario song, like Mario Sunshine, the main theme music of that, or, you know, Ocarina of Time, whatever. You can obviously search up whatever you're looking for. There's also a toggle option for spoilers. Toggle off spoilers for games if pick your song title or music spoils certain story elements. So obviously
that makes sense.
There's certain like music. Say if you haven't played Tears of Kingdom and like say like the final boss battle for Ganon,
like
that music plays and you don't want to know what it sounds like until obviously you
fight. That makes sense. Like really is it that big of a deal? Like it's not like you're actually seeing the fight. Like it's just music.
And
I understand there's people out there that will use that feature, but for me, like I don't care.
Yeah, it's whatever. But users can build a personal playlist in the app and share them with their friends. You know, also, there's a special curated soundtracks created by Nintendo. These will be recommended, you know, the app based on a play activity on the Switch. So whatever, you know, you play on Switch or whatever, like say, again, like say maybe the NES games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to pop up some games, Mario music, Zelda music, whatever. Or, I don't know, maybe, who knows, there might be some 2K soundtracks in there, too.
I doubt it. Their licensing is...
Yeah.
And they're, I mean, I would, they're not worth listening to anyway.
Yeah, 2K.
2K music's trash.
It really is.
Hasn't been good since 2014.
But, yeah, and, like, obviously get soundtracks from game that you've played from your Switch, because it gets all that data. It says here, reliving musical memories across, you know, the franchise, including Super Mario, Legend of Zelda, Kirby, Pikmin, Metroid, Donkey Kong Country, and more, is now just a tap away, Nintendo said of this new app. The announcement of Nintendo Music follows the launch of a recent quirky Nintendo invention, the Nintendo Alarmo.
Yeah.
A sound clock with motion sensor technology that plays music and sound effects from Nintendo games. So I'm guessing what you're going to be able to... I feel like they're going to make it so you can use your phone with that alarm clock.
Maybe. Maybe.
It would make sense if you think about it. Because, you know, the alarm clock or whatever says here plays music too. So if it plays like certain game music, whatever.
Yeah.
So that would be cool. This here?
We'll download it real quick and then see what it's like.
But it appears that in the lead up to the launch of the Nintendo Switch 2, what was it?
Downloading the app.
Oh. Nintendo is entering a fun new era with all sorts of neat little announcements in store. Because, you know, we're obviously waiting for a Switch 2. That's our,
everybody's waiting.
That's our main, like, thing. What people want is a Switch 2. Obviously, Nintendo's like, all of it. Make some weird stuff. Like an alarm clock.
It makes sense. Like, they're just...
Isn't that alarm
just,
clock?
Getting stuff out there to tie people over, just to maybe
just
even
to, like,
distract people.
Spare some time.
Yeah. Like, just to stall a little bit.
Stall a little bit and stuff like that. But yeah, we'll have to see, you know, how they elect for the big announcement. Towards the end of the year or early next year for the Nintendo Switch 2. I can't wait for that.
There's all kinds of crap on here. Like, the first one that pops up is Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
And probably that makes sense. Like, the newest came out. So it's literally just like your theme. It's like the theme music.
There's theme music.
Probably different.
World themes.
That's the first world.
Yep.
You guys can't hear it, but...
Yeah, it's probably not going to come through because it's voice only for the mic. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Breath of the Wild.
That's cool.
That's what's worth listening to. All the Zelda music. Like, that's probably the only thing I'm going to listen to.
Zelda music in general is just like, it's so calming.
This is what you fall asleep to. Right here.
Yeah. Hopefully you guys can hear. Maybe Ash can edit it in or whatever. But if he's not too...
I'm lazy.
Yeah.
Like, you can even put it like on shuffle. You can put it on repeat and crap. Like, it's really cool.
So you can just put shuffle, repeat. So it's like Spotify or Apple Music or whatever. But
Great Plateau.
But for like Nintendo music. That's all it is. Like Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, whatever you guys use. But for Nintendo soundtracks. So that's honestly pretty cool.
It is. I don't know if Tears of the Kingdom's on here.
If not, they're probably going to
add it. They'll add it eventually. Yeah, it's not on here. There's actually all games. Super Mario Bros. Wonder, Pikmin 4, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, Splatoon 3, Animal Crossing's New Horizons, Kirby Star Allies, Super Mario Odyssey, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Breath of the Wild. For the Wii games, there's Super Mario Galaxy and the Wii Channels theme.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
See, for the DS, there is Tamagotchi Collection and Nintendogs.
Nintendogs.
Nintendo GameCube, Metroid Prime. That's cool. Title theme. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so there's just like a whole bunch of different...
Game Boy Advance, Fire Emblem, the Blazing Blade, 64, there's Ocarina of Time and Star Fox 64. NES, there's Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island, Donkey Kong Country.
Basically just a lot of the really popular Nintendo stuff.
Yeah.
And obviously then, they probably have like other Nintendo that aren't really that popular too.
Well, I'm listening to all the games here. For the Game Boy, they had Kirby's Dream Land, Dr. Mario. For the NES, Metroid, Famicom Disk System. And Super Mario Bros. Like, that's all the games on here. So
there's, what, how many?
Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24.
There's 24 games?
Yep. From across all their consoles. So far.
So far, and they're obviously going to match eventually.
It just launched today or yesterday.
Yeah, so I'm not surprised there's not many games.
I'm waiting for Tears on there, and then Wind Waker. You know,
they're obviously going to add all those games. They just really added them.
Skyward Sword had a really good soundtrack.
So
I'm sure they'll add all that eventually.
Yeah, go ahead and check that out if you guys like, you know, Nintendo soundtracks and stuff like that.
Yeah,
pretty cool. I'm gonna get it after we record. So
pretty cool
if I remember.
But all right, guys, that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you for listening. You can follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our podcast Discord,
yep,
Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, everything pretty much.
Yep, we have everything. You know, we actually have Facebook.
Go listen to our sports podcast. We're about to record the episode 6 for it.
Yep,
our merch on the public.
Obviously, we do 2 episodes on here.
Do one.
You do one on the sports ones.
Yeah. All right, Rylan, you have anything?
Just thank you guys for listening, whatever.
Yeah. All right, catch you in the next episode.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.